Hey, everyone, how are you? So we are on day 69 for Brand Against Evictions. I'm LaShondra Grace, the apartment lady, founder of the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation. You know what? I'm not going to do eviction news today, you guys. I want to go straight into prayer. You know what we're doing. I mean, evictions, they're happening fast, they're happening quick, they're happening a lot, and they're happening now. And it's getting colder outside, and it's the holiday. Yeah. So I do have something that I want to read and that I want to pray for. However, we're going to do our, you know, what we're doing. We're going to do the verse of the day on the YouVersion app, right? And the verse of the day is coming from Psalms 119. Verse 2, joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. I love that. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for them and search for him with all their hearts. I mean, you don't need no explanation for that. Okay. Let's just go right into the psalm that I wanted to do. And as a matter of fact, the verse for today is a song. I'm doing a song, okay? And I'm going to read it in the King James Version because that's what I know it as. All right, Psalm 27, starting at verse. Psalm 27, starting at verse 1. The Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me when thou says, seek my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, I will seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in the path, in the plain path, because of my enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, had I not believed, to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait on the Lord, I tell you, wait on the Lord. You guys, that's one of the psalms that I use in a time of trouble. It's my favorite. I mean, that's one of my rocks, my stones. And when I say stones, I've been hearing about David and the five stones. As a matter of fact, it was preached. That was preached 2 weeks ago, how David had five stones and he slew the dragon. This psalm is from David. Let me tell you guys something. God will take care of you if you let him. He will take care of you if you let him. You know, even Psalm 119 too said, if you have to seek him and you have to be obedient. And so the first thing, you know, that I've been telling you guys, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that he died for your sin so that you can activate your faith. Every man was given a measure of faith and the gifts, they're without repentance. And having faith, giving them having a measure of faith, that's a gift. So all you need to do is activate it. Activate your faith. Aren't you tired of praying and, you know, it seems like nobody's answering? Aren't you tired of that? So because you're not getting the answers to your prayers, you say, God is not real. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. God is real and the devil is real. And you got to know that. You have to know what's real and what's not. You have to understand that. You have to live in reality. Now, this, what's going on right now in this rental industry, it's going on across the United States. Okay. Other countries, they have their rental problems, but I'm talking about what's going on in the United States. You're not the only one. You don't have anything to be ashamed of because it's going on across the United States. Grace and mercy is for what you're going through right now. You made some mistakes, you made some bad decisions, but guess what? At the end of the day, it was an eviction moratorium. The landlords and the tenants should not be against each other. That anger is misaimed. And so that's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that you would take this call that I've been calling. I've been calling you 69 days. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I've been calling you 69 days. God says his sheep know his voice. He have me doing these prayers. It's time for you to get strengthened. It's time for you to be obedient and take this call and let your light shine. And then start standing in solidarity in these prayers so that we can move some mountains. God, I love you so much. So much so that even though you have turned away or closed your eyes to him or you don't want to hear about him or whatever, he's still trying to call you. Still trying to call you to this. To this new thing that he's doing in the rental industry. God did not build us to weather the elements. He didn't. We can't just sit out without shelter. Human beings aren't made for that. And he said he made us in his likeness. He loves you. Just be obedient. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now with praise and thanksgiving, saying thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love, your understanding, your wisdom, your knowledge, your power, your provision, your discernment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, before I come before your throne, I ask that you forgive my sins and the sins of the souls that's under the sound of my voice, even up until this very second. Father, you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You're the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Father, you said you didn't give us the spirit of fear. That's your word. And your word never come back void, because in the beginning was your word and the word was with you and the word is still you. You're still Alpha and Omega. You sit on the throne. You're the one true God, the one true God, who words never come back void. You do miracles every second. You do miracles. People got so used to getting your miracles, Father. They got so used to it that they think it's natural, like this is something that they is gonna happen regardless. They think that they wake up on their own. They think that they go to sleep on their own. They think that they know how they look, and they're in their right mind on their own. They think this, and Father, it's the wrong thing to think. We have gotten so spoiled with all the miracles you do every second that we've taken advantage of them. We think it's a natural thing. Oh, yeah, God will take care of me. Yes, yes, God will take care, yes, of me. Yes, you will. You'll take care of us. But right there, Psalm 119, 2, you said, keep your commandments and diligently seek you. You said, every man, Father, was given a measure of faith. He said, it's impossible to please you without faith. But yet, the just shall live by faith. And even more, faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Father, Father, Father. Faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. It's impossible to please you without faith. By faith, we are saved through grace, not of ourselves, not of works, lest any of us shall boast. It's all about faith. Faith, the substance of things not seen, faith, hope, Father. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. You want them to activate their faith. You want them to activate the measure of faith that you got, that you put in them. You said every man was given the measure of faith, and now you're requiring that. I mean, that's all you're requiring right now is to activate their faith. You want them to shine the light because the world is so dark, so dark. You want their light to shine. And in order for that to happen, they have to accept Jesus Christ, confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in their heart that he died for their sin, so that we can activate this faith so that the light that's already in them can be lit. Oh, Jesus. Every one of us is walking around so consumed and what we think is life, when there is so much right next door. The person right next to them could be hurting so bad. The person on my right, person on my left, hurting internally so bad, could be blind, could be stuck in a box, could be chained. But we're so self-consumed, we think that what we see in the box that we live in is life. But God, Jesus, I no longer live in that box. I no longer live in that box. And don't get me wrong, as soon as I get out of one box, here's another box. It may be bigger, but then you're elevating me level to level. You said the revelation of you will be revealed from faith to faith, level to level, glory to glory, depending on the version of the Bible that you read. And that's what you want to do to them. You want them to activate their faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, all I could do is plant. It's you that's going to give the increase, Father. Let them know. Open their eyes. Open their eyes, Father. Tell them to take up their bed and walk. You have already given them the power. The power is within them. That faith, that measure of faith that they haven't activated, they can move mountains with that measure of faith. They know how, Father, they know how They know how to have some blind faith, I'm telling you. As soon as they get their paycheck, Father, if they work 40 hours, that paycheck is spent in their mind. That paycheck is spent in their mind before they even get it. So that's blind faith right there. Let them work 40 hours. They have already spent that paycheck before it hit the bank or before the check hit their hand. They already spent it. That's blind faith. That's the faith that you're looking for. Father, you told me to go spend my promises. Let me tell you. They can spend those promises. Any promise that you made, it's not like that paycheck. Because the pandemic has proven that these companies could shut down. I mean, companies used to shut down in the industrial time. Factories were shutting down, leaving people high and dry all the time. But now we're in this information technology era. And even then, during this pandemic, you showed that these companies can shut down. Everything can shut down, the whole world, not just the United States, you shut the whole world down. But your words, the promises that you made for them, they never come back void. They never come back void. I don't care how they have to manifest themselves. You know, I joked about the footprint poem where it wouldn't be footprints next to me. It would be a grove because you literally grabbed me, dragged me out of my stuff. And this is what you're doing to them. This is what you're doing to them. You're calling them. You're calling them. You're calling them. You said your sheep know your voice. And so every time, just, I mean, they're all important. You have no respect of persons. They're all important, Father. Let them know that they are important, that you do love them. Let them know that. You said, come as you are. You said, come as you are. Let them know, come as you are. Don't have anything to do with the clothes on your back or the car you drive or the title you hold. Have anything to do with that. Say, come as you are, wrapped up in everything that you don't like about you, or even if you don't know not to like it, wrapped up in your skin. Come as you are. You don't have to lay down. Let them know, Father, they don't have to lay down. They don't have to lay down until it's time, until you lay them down. They don't have to lay down to take this. And Father, it's not about, I'm not doing an uproar. I don't want an uproar in the name of Jesus, because you know what? Ooh, it's dark out here. That's all I have to say. And the thoughts of man is something else. You know that, Father. You know how wicked we can be, especially in our thoughts, because anything that happened, any murder that happened, it starts in our mind. And that's why prayer is so important, because when we're talking to you, Father, we're able to let everything out in our mind. And then the Holy Spirit is able to guide us to your word. Think on these things. Was ever pure? Was ever of good report? Was ever holy? Was ever righteous? Was ever lovely? Father, tell them that you love them. Tell them that you already put a gift in them, and that gift is faith. And that all they need to do right now is activate that faith that you're calling them to cut, turn their lights on. You're calling them to turn their lights on. You already planted it in them. They didn't even know they had it. They didn't even know they had it, but they do. You planted that in them for a time such as this. Now it's time for them to open their eyes. Now it's time for them to be obedient, Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Now it's time for them to confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart and activate that faith. Turn their lights on. Turn the lights on. It's dark, y'all. Turn the lights on. That's the only way you're going to activate that faith is if you're adopted into the family. The faith family, the family of believers. It's not about religion. Never, ever, ever about religion. It's about being saved. It's about praying to the one true God. I'm telling them, Father, if they continue to stand for nothing, they're going to continue. They're going to continue to fall for anything. And that's not what you have for them. You said you know the plans you have for them. The plans you have for them is not to harm them. It's to prosper them, not to harm them. To give them a future, an expected end, hope in the future. That's what you said about them. That's what you think about each and every one of them. So, Father, I'm asking you. These are my petitions. My petition today is to open their eyes. My petition today is to increase the seed that I'm planting. My petition today is to talk for you to talk to them. Because you said your sheep know your voice. And if I'm talking to either one of them, because I'm your representation right now, then they need to be obedient, because obedience is greater than sacrifice. There's nothing you can sacrifice that can replace what God is giving you. Salvation, freedom, chains broken, no boxes, the sky is the limit, can move mountains, be protected, be loved, have grace and mercy. Have confidence, hope, future. This is what that is. Confess with your mouth. Tell them, Father, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that he died for your sins. And then start praying. Start praising him. Start thanking him for everything, waking you up. Letting you talk, letting you walk, letting you eat, letting you see, letting you hear everything. Jesus, this is my prayer. In the magnificent, mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, you guys, this is day 69. I'll be back tomorrow, 8 o'clock, for day 70. Thank you guys so much. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And believe in your heart that he died for your sins. Because guess what? Activate your faith. You didn't even know that was in you. God gave every man a measure of faith. Now he's requiring you to activate it. Activate your faith. You tried everything else. I don't get it. You tried everything else. Activate your faith. God bless you. I am LaShondra Grace, the apartment lady. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll have some eviction news tomorrow. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.